First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the visit of Minister Humphreys to Ballymote, and she made a fantastic announcement by the community. Announcement was application was lodged by a very effective working community in Ballymote who put in a superb application, and it's credit to them that funding was there. But in note to the local deputy, and I think it was maybe a surprise as the local councillors were when this announcement was made on Wednesday morning of 1.3 million for a new library in Ballymote, which in effect we have a library. Secondly, we have a building that was over 600,000 spent on, a state-of-the-art Art Deco. I would agree that it has been downgraded by, I suppose, the present management to facilitate this. And I think the only body that knew of in support of the library in Ballymote is the current directors of the enterprise company Ballymote and the council. The council put this application without any consultation in, even though they had been met by a large representative group of the committee with letters of support for the retention by schools, by artistic groups in Ballymote and many others who felt that we need a facility for arts and culture in the area.
And why do you feel that this application has gone ahead to turn it into a library despite the opposition to it?
Well, I think notably it's due to the lack of management in the current building. I suppose the 600,000, as I said, was spent. It has been no progressive management or no involvement by any community. The community have been excluded from this building for quite a period. And I think that is regrettable, despite the fact that there's a new, very active group who are prepared to put a huge effort into putting the Art Deco, which is a unique facility. It's very similar to the Abbey in Donegal, an extraordinary building, completely restored, and get a new management team in, especially now when you look at the recent times with all of the recognition of Ireland abroad with the Oscars and all of the awards and the massive ceremonies that events and that have, and the expression even by the recent Oscar winner, how important arts is for young people in the development of their in school age development. It's so important that we have this for the next generation of young people, that you have arts and culture and people who may not necessarily be into sport but they have a particular talent for the arts, to be given a local base to grow their talent.
Is there a possibility that this decision could be overturned?
Well, I think the people are determined that this facility and the County Council will be asking the executive, who have executive privilege on properties, this application was based on the assumption that no lease in the property. Currently, there is a lease in the property until 2035, and I think their footing on this application will be blocked every way possible.